I hope I see you
again soon.
And if someone had done you a favor, you might say, thank you, I'm much.
I'm much, very grateful.
Or I'm much of.
Appreciative.
Did you ever say obliged or please?
Obliged.
Huh?
Obliged.
Would you say that often?
No, not really, but it's used.
Just a second. And how would you greet someone on December 25th?
Christmas greetings, Merry Christmas, Happy Christmas.
What about on the 1st of January?
Happy New Year.
Anything else you hear people say besides Merry Christmas? Do you ever hear Christmas gift?
Christmas gift, yeah. Joyeux Noël.
How would people say Christmas gift?
Well, when you go into the house, they got the Christmas tree and everything there. You go in there, you greet with a Christmas gift. You use that as a greeting. Anticipate, perhaps, that they're going to give you something.
Do you use that just on Christmas Day or just any time?
No, I would use that strictly on Christmas. Yeah, in the Christmas season, you could use it. You would use it mostly on Christmas Day.
Would you ever say New Year's gift? And you say, I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
And say if you bought something, you say, the storekeeper took out a piece of paper and he
folded it.
Or you would say some meat, they'd take out some
wrapped it.
And when I got home, I
unwrapped it.
And if you had to sell something for $2 that you paid $3 for, you'd be selling it
cheap.
Or at a
loss.
And like something but don't have enough money for it, you say, well, I like it, but it...
I can't afford it.
It's what
too much? Too much.
It's what too much?
It costs too much.
And on the first of the month, the bill is...
due.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay your...
dues.
And if you don't have any money, you can go to the bank and try to...
make a loan.
Or try to...
float a loan.
Or... you go over to your neighbor and ask them, what, $5?
Borrow.
And you say, back in the 30s, money was...
scarce.
And some places, if you buy something or pay your bill, some storekeepers will give you a little present and call that...
lanyard.
Was that very common around here? Do you hear that much?
Not no more. They don't give you nothing.
What would they give you for lanyard? When did that practice?
Oh, that was a very old custom, very much so in Louisiana.
Uh-huh. Is it mainly the French area, or was it around here very much?
It was in the French area. It's up here. It was up here, too. We used to get out with a candy or something like that.
And what does the baby do before it's able to walk?
Crawl.
And you say, she walked up to the altar and she, what, down?
Knelt down, genuflected.
And if you were tired, you might say, I think I'll go over to the couch and...
lie down.
And you say, he was really sick. He couldn't even sit up all morning. He just, what, bed? He just...
laid around.
And if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, you say you...
stomp the foot. Stomp the floor. Stomp your foot.
Okay. And if you saw a friend walking home alone and you had your car, you say, can I walk you home?
Can I give you a lift?
Or can I
take you home?
What about carry you home? Would you say that?
No, I wouldn't say it.
How does that sound to you?
It's not exactly, exactly correct.
And
grandma, no.
To get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and
pull it.
And the other way would be
push.
And if you had to get up and start work before the sun was shining, say we had to start work before
daybreak
or before
the sun came up.
You call that before sun?
Before sun up.
And we worked until
night
or until sundown. And you'd say, this morning I saw the sun
rise,
and it's 6 o'clock this morning.
Set.
Or this morning it.
I saw the sun rise.
It's exactly at 6 o'clock the sun
came up.
Or it
rolled.
And you say, when I got outside, the sun had already...
So you mean in the
the morning?
Uh-huh. Is it already
come out?
Or is it already using the word rise?
It already risen.